As Indigenous peoples, we have been fighting for our rights, and specifically as Indigenous women, because we are oppressed both because of being Indigenous as well as being female in a structure, a governing structure, a legislation structure that oppresses Indigenous women even more so than Indigenous men, means we have had to fight for our rights. It's part of our everyday life, the struggle to be, to have even basic human rights recognized for Indigenous women in Canada.
How does that struggle look like? One of the things a lot of people have been following is the murders of First Nations women that have just gone undocumented. Tell us about that situation.
Well, the extremely high rates of violence against Indigenous women is part of the overall issues of racism and sexism. So when you have that kind of racialized, sexualized violence, it is because of the prejudice, the stereotypes, the attitudes towards Indigenous peoples in general, when combined with the misogyny, the attitudes towards women in general, you have a situation where Indigenous women are the most at risk, and they are over-policed but under-protected, meaning specifically, you know, our women are more likely to end up in jail, but at the same time, when they stand up and defend themselves, when they go to the police, they are not believed. When our members go missing, very often there's this attitude of, well, they're probably just off drinking, or there's that's one less welfare check that our taxes have to go to pay for, because of these larger stereotypes of Indigenous peoples as drunk, lazy, stupid, welfare. And so when you combine all of this together, unfortunately, it leads to a larger societal attitude of indifference towards the violence against Indigenous women specifically.
Canada is setting up a commission of inquiry into these murders. What stage is that at now?
As I understand, they are going to be announcing any day now when the inquiry is going to be starting. They have gone through their pre-inquiry consultation process, consulting with survivors of violence, consulting with the families of the missing and murdered across the country, and in order to set up the framework for a completely independent inquiry. And that's what's so important about this, is to have it be completely independent so we can finally get to the real truth of what is going on, of the racism, of the mistreatment and the abuse of Indigenous women at the hands of the system, at the hands of the police, those who are supposed to protect us, as well as, you know, random strangers, serial killers, you know, society that sees Indigenous women as the perfect target.
Don, are you hopeful about this inquiry?
I am. I think this is an important sign that finally the government, Canada as a whole is taking the situation seriously. I mean, up until now, this is something that has been dismissed, it has been denied, there has been just, you know, deflecting attention because there was a genuine desire to ignore it, a genuine desire to hide this situation. And I am very hopeful that going through the process of the inquiry is going to be exposing that ugly underside, exposing the very ugly truth of how Indigenous women are treated and, in fact, mistreated in Canada. And that is the all-important first step in changing the situation, because so long as nobody sees that, they continue to deny that it's happening, there can be no effective change. And this is going to expose the reality of the way our women are treated by the system, and then that's going to force the kind of changes we need.